Mental Health Podcast. Please note, these episodes deal with topics that some listeners may find distressing. For suggested contacts, please see the show notes on our Facebook page after this episode. This time we're going to discuss a topic that we definitely haven't heard enough about, and that's lockdown. Lockdown has obviously had a profound effect on mental health. It's had an effect on the general understanding. It's getting people talking, and it's becoming more and more prevalent, not only in mainstream media, but in social media as well. Now, it's obviously a shame that it seems to have taken a global pandemic to get us talking, but at least we are talking. And I think this is a great opportunity, Tia, I know you'll agree with me, to use the momentum of this to push it forward. And hopefully, once COVID is just a terrible memory, we will still talk about mental health, because it was very much a problem before lockdown and it will be a problem after lockdown. Tia, I know we have very different boundaries on the amount of media and social media we sort of expose ourselves to. So if we just have a quick chat about that.
So I actually came off Facebook a few years ago. I now only use Instagram because I find I can cope with that. But anything else, including actually the news in general, was just too bad on my mental health. So what I tend to do and what I've done through the whole pandemic is listen to the news once a day. And then that's it, because I found overexposure to it for me is just too overwhelming and too depressing. So I haven't seen, you know, mental health being talked about in the news as much as you have. And it's something that you've made me aware of.
I'm always on social media. I get stuck in Facebook loops all the time. And what I've noticed very recently is the media itself seemed to be focusing in on lockdown and mental health. It's all about how lockdown has created a mental health crisis. And what I'm concerned about is that general perceptions will be that once lockdown's gone, this will no longer be a crisis, when we know full well that this has been a problem for a really long time.
Seeing that constant message that mental health is a lockdown issue and that maybe just not dealing with it as a bigger issue, like you said. So there's been a lot of comments like that, that just get on with it and, you know, snap out of it, like all of those classics. And in terms of mental health and lockdown specifically, the problem with that, I think, is people are only thinking about it as people aren't allowed to go outside and they're moaning about it. It's not just that. There's so many factors to how lockdown has affected people's mental health. There's people not being able to see friends and family, have access to their support systems, people already struggling with mental health, not having their usual coping mechanisms available. There's financial problems. And I think everyone has experienced lockdown differently. Just because some people have found it relatively easy doesn't mean others have. And I think one of the problems is we are all experiencing the pandemic. Everyone thinks, well, we're all in the same boat, so we all just have to get on with it. But some people won't be able to cope with it in the same way others will. So it's all relative, and it's the same with mental health. I know in your interview with Michael later, you touch on the idea that not everyone experiences mental health problems the same way. And those comments are just absolutely disgusting, but unfortunately not surprising, because there is still such a level of stigma attached to mental health and there's so many misconceptions. And again, I know you and Michael discuss this idea of people think you can snap out of it, or it's a decision or a mindset, and that's just not how it works at all.
You're absolutely right. And like you say, these comments are not surprising, which is a shame. That should be shocking, but it's not. We come up against this time and time again. One of the last comments I think sums it up beautifully, and that is just, sick and tired of hearing about mental health. Could you ever imagine someone turning around and saying, I'm sick and tired of hearing about any other physical type of illness? You just wouldn't say it, because it's unacceptable. Saying it about mental health is just as unacceptable. It is disgusting, and that will stand in the way of people getting help, unfortunately. And I think the other ugly side of perception that's come out of this, I've noticed that there seems to be this competitive dialogue. People saying, oh, you've only had mental health for 6 months, you know, what about people that have had it forever? And it doesn't matter if you've experienced mental health from childhood right up until adulthood. It doesn't matter if you've had a couple of bad months where your mental health has declined. It is all valid. Every single one of those instances are valid. It's not a competition, and we shouldn't be looking at it that way. Yes, mental health existed before and it will exist after, and it's really important we remember that, but we also need to be looking after everyone else. Some people probably have never experienced mental health before and this will be their first time. That's got to be terrifying.
The worrying thing about mental health being attached to lockdown is not only, like you say, that it was a problem before and that you hope the discussion continues, but people who maybe haven't experienced mental ill health until lockdown will struggle even more when there's not necessarily a reason for that, because those mental health problems might be ongoing. And what unfortunately the media is doing here by linking it to lockdown is saying that there's a reason for this. And yes, sometimes there are reasons, but a lot of the times there aren't. And this is something we both experience. Sometimes depression, for instance, just happens. And unfortunately, you can't always attribute that to any one factor or cause. And if when lockdown's over, all these people are still experiencing it but unable to understand why, that's going to be really hard for them. Which is, you know, again, it's like you said, we need to be supporting everyone, those that were suffering before and those that have only just experienced mental health problems. So as you said, I think it's so important that we keep this awareness going and all try to help each other out. And it's interesting that you mentioned the competitive aspect. I said to you the other day, I've noticed this in the past, that people have said, oh, it's becoming a trend, and you wouldn't say you had anxiety if you really knew how it felt and all that sort of thing. And the thing is, unless you're in someone's head, you do not know how they're feeling. So no one gets to judge another person on whether they're experiencing mental health or not. You don't get to judge how bad it is. And bottom line, we should all be supporting each other, not trying to drag each other down, because we're only going to overcome this if we work together.
Yeah, that bang on the money there, Tia. And it is going to take a whole lot of people having these conversations to create change. I think the other thing as well, during the lockdown, a lot of media outlets have tried to come up with ways to help people by providing well-meant helpful tips. Now, I'm not saying these don't work, because for a lot of people they would. You know, that tips such as make sure you get fresh air every day, make sure you have a meal every day, just all good self-care tips for better mental health. Now, we all know that they can work, but my issue with this is that it helps that notion that mental health can be fixed very easily. You know, there is a massive difference of being a bit low and needing a pick-me-up and having a massive black cloud over you. It's just so different. And it's almost like these outlets aren't acknowledging that when they're giving this advice. It actually feels almost patronizing.
It is patronizing. It's the same as when people say things as well meant as they often are, you know, have you tried grounding, or have you, all these things, like, have you tried? Like, yes, believe it or not, I don't want to feel this way. Like, it's not something that can just be fixed. And I think not only is it unhelpful for people struggling now, it's, I guess what that is one of the biggest problems, that people see it as something that can be fixed and cured. And that's not, in most cases, that's not true. It's something we live with and continue to live with. And of course, yes, there are things that can help. Like you said, some of those tips can make you feel better, but it's not a quick fix problem. And it's, as you said, very condescending to suggest that it's something that you can just make better if you try hard enough.
Yeah, Tia, I think they're all perfect points. And this is exactly why you're my co-host.
In no way due to nepotism.
So when we were sort of chatting about this episode and getting prepared for it, you came up with a brilliant analogy for lockdown and mental health. Would you mind sharing that?
Yeah, of course. So I think when we got chatting, just sort of occurred to me that for those who don't necessarily understand mental health or don't understand it outside of lockdown, I think lockdown's quite a good analogy of how mental health feels in terms of feeling isolated, in terms of feeling trapped, cut off. These are all feelings that a lot of us with mental health issues deal with every day. Unfortunately, it's kind of like being trapped inside your own head all the time. You know, it's different for every condition, it's different for every person, but imagine your lowest moments in lockdown and those times you found most overwhelming and hardest. Simple tasks like even getting dressed or taking a walk have felt very overwhelming and near impossible. That is what it's like every single day for a lot of us struggling with mental health. And if you can try to empathize with that and try to imagine how that feels all the time, then maybe people can understand mental health a bit better and we can move away from this stigma and this appalling idea that it's somehow linked to weakness.
Yeah, and I would really urge our listeners to take note of that and maybe use that as homework. If you have been affected by any of the topics covered in today's podcast, please see our show notes on our Facebook page for our suggested contacts. If you're interested in talking on our podcast, please get in touch through the Facebook page. We'd love to hear from you. Stay safe, you wonderful people.